You're listening to Chili Bee ASMR. For visual experiences, find us on YouTube. Now relax and enjoy the audio.
Hello, Haley. Welcome to your posture adjustment. We'll be looking at the current natural fall of the spine and the neck, shoulders, back, and arms. And we'll be trying to retrain the system in just little micro ways to get the body to the most ideal setup. And we'll have you sit up at first, and then I'll have you lay down so I can look at your back. So taking a peek here, I'm looking at the height of the shoulders. We've got more height on the right side. I'm going to feel... I'll have you just turn around completely. It's in your body, exactly. Thank you. So I can feel where things are on the back. So shoulder blade on the right side here. Shoulder blade on the left side here. Fairly even, actually. Yeah, that is actually fairly symmetrical. Slight rise on this left side on the shoulder blade. The shoulders themselves. Looking at the neck. Not too much curvature of the spine up here, which is good. You've got the scoop in the neck, as is natural and normal. Feeling down the back. There is a deep curve in the low back. And protrudes down again, then the sacrum. The shoulders curl slightly forward. We will check the shape of the shoulder on each side. So we have the shoulders curling more forward than backwards. Same thing here. And even more pronounced on this right side, even more forward movement. Okay, I'm gonna adjust your... And I'm just gonna make tiny micro movements and then relax. Tiny micro movements, back squeeze and relax. Back and down. All the way, curl, 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 and back open. Curl, 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 and back open, push against me here. And settle down and relax till about there. So you feel how that's, you know, not so stringent pulled back, but not so relaxed pulled forward. We're looking for something in the midline. Let's measure you here. I want to have more evenness, so we'll see where the midline is. So we have 52, and the spinal bone is at 25 and a half. So we just need to come down a little bit this way. So this one's, again, a little bit high. And we'll go across the back here, shoulder blade to shoulder blade. 20. And that's about even. A little tool here is called calipers. And it just gives me a good sense of symmetry. So you'll feel a tiny little metal point going to the shoulder. So we've got down motion here. There. Okay. So I'm going to have you lean forward without bending your shoulders. Lean at the waist. So kind of like that, exactly. Push against my hand as you come up. So push with leading with height into the head. and stand up forward if you can. So push against my hand and head, perfect. And come back and down and back. And I just want you to do that naturally for me. Two times, I just want to watch, okay? So as you would naturally, now that we've had, is that your natural standing up? And down, and up and down. So we're over curving in the low back, we're under curving in the upper back, so that's what we'll work on. So, I want you to do the same thing again. I want you to put your head forward and stand up. Instead, when you come up, I want you to twist more from here and less from here. So more of a flat back and shoulders back. Very good. Does that feel unnatural to you?
It just feels like I have to work a little bit.
Yes, that's normal. Okay. Bend the knees, dip the head, and down. Come forward and down. And let me hold on to you. When you come back, again, we're going to try and curve more here and less here. This is a really big dip here. And it's causing a little bit of change in the back. Let your arms go loose for me. Okay. This side. Okay. So yeah, we just need to work on shoulders back, just a little bit. Shoulders back, just a little bit. That's a little too much. Just relax. Go completely loose. Just let me move you. You relax. Okay. Head down. Push against me as you bend forward and come up. Very good. So again, something a little bit too much. So use the abdominal strength, the core wall, to strengthen that up. This comes back just a touch. Very good. I'm going to tuck the sacrum in as your head goes down and lean forward and you sit down. Okay. Turn you. Good range of motion there. Go down this way. Go down this way. More to the left. So again, we have that raised shoulder on the right side. We've got 3 degrees tipping there. And 2 degrees in the other direction there. So we need to slightly that. Okay, one last time, head down against me to come up. And oh yeah, much better. See, much less indentation in that low back. We're using your core muscles for that, I expect. Okay. And head forward, knees bent, arms relaxed, come on down, come back into my hand. Very good. So you will have to practice that quite a lot of times to get that, but you feel the motion that we're trying to achieve now, okay? All right, I'll have you step aside, and I'm going to set up the table so we can examine you laying down. I'm going to gather your hair here. So the purpose of laying you down is to just see how the body is naturally finding rest. And it gives us a good sense of where we should be, because if your body is against a flat surface, it's going to push you into a pretty natural position that's healthy for the spine. So we have a straight neck. We have more even shoulder blades. Still quite a pronounced curve in the low back to the up back. Somewhere. or much more even. And back. A little bit coming down this way. Base of the head tilts that way. Overall, more even when we're laying down. Okay. Again, micro adjustments here. Take a deep breath and let it all out. Push out all the air and just see where the rib cage settles and relax. Breathe normally. Midline now that you're laying it down. So we have that same 52 from shoulder to shoulder. And the midline is still at 25 instead of 26. That's better. As well. I'm going to move you, just relax. You don't have to maintain these positions at all. Just seeing how your body reacts to them. Do some repetitive motions. Slightly trying to move the occipital down on the right side since we have that high right shoulder. Fine, just relax. small repetitive movements. Our work as we go. To check the curvature of the neck. So we have slight drop off on the left side compared to the right side. I'm gonna lift you up out of here for 1 second. Turn you that way. Down in. Little better. It's not going to improve in one session for sure. It takes time and there'll be some exercises you need to do at home. Sacral joints, those are pretty even. Checking the sacral level. A little off balance. Everything. All right, initial assessment. There are a few things I want to work on. I want to work on getting this left shoulder to lift a little bit more and the right shoulder to go down, which we did. And I want to work on balancing out your sacral joints to be more level, to getting down this curve a little bit and getting up this one. So basically flattening out the back. Some natural curve is good, it's just a little bit deep. And that could lead to problems with the lower back. And we'll practice those seated and then standing movements as well, which will help you maintain your posture when you're changing in between positions, okay? I'll send you home with all of these to practice and we'll have you back in 1 week to assess the results, okay?